Detroit artist Charles McGee has died. He was 96. McGee's art spans a period of more than 75 years. Michigan Radio's Lester Graham has this remembrance.
McGee's artwork is scattered across Detroit. His body of work includes huge murals, sculptures, paintings, and mixed media. Valerie Mercer is curator of African American art at the Detroit Institute of Arts.
Charles McGee was a well-loved artist, certainly here in Detroit. He's famous for his public artworks as well as his paintings, and he had a very rich history here. His work is in various collections, as well as in the Detroit Institute of Arts and the Charles Wright Museum.
One of the pieces outside the Wright Museum of African American History is a 25-foot sculpture titled United We Stand. McGee was born into a family of sharecroppers in Clemson, South Carolina in 1924. As a young boy, he was in the fields picking cotton and noticing nature, how a snake moved, how birds took wing. He said the powers of observation and deduction informed his art his entire life. His family moved to Detroit when he was 10 years old. It was the first time he went to school, although he often said, life is school. He studied art at the McGregory Public Library in Highland Park, but soon had to go to work in a factory because his uncle died and his mother became sick. Toward the end of World War II, he was drafted and served with the Marine Corps in Nagasaki, one of the two Japanese cities devastated by atomic bombs. When he got back to Detroit, he went to work in a factory and used the GI Bill to take classes at what today is called the College for Creative Studies. His early work was mostly charcoals and paintings. He got a grant to spend a year studying art in Barcelona. When he returned, he organized an art show called Seven Black Artists. Again, Valerie Mercer with the Detroit Institute of Arts.
He is famous as a mentor, as someone who, you know, at a time when African American artists had a hard time getting opportunities through galleries, he opened a gallery. This is in the 70s. And it helped give a number of artists opportunities. I know it was a big boost to the careers of a number of African-American artists in particular.
McGee's Gallery 7 also offered art classes to school kids for free. McGee saw the world as contrasting elements, and that was often reflected in his work.
There's a system, those systems of opposites, creates everything in the universe, and it manifests itself in different forms. And that's what I try to do in making art. It's sort of a didactic involvement rather than just making marks.
McGee said black and white is the greatest combination of opposites, and he used that many times in his work. In 2017, a 118-by-50-foot black-and-white mural of his work called Unity was painted on the 28 Grand Building in Detroit's downtown Capitol Park area. Kelly Golden and Jordan Zilke were hired to paint it. They had seen McGee speak at a University of Michigan event when they were students there.
Being able to actually meet him and talk to him and try to be as true to the artist's intention and as true to their stroke as possible, it's humbling. Cool.
McGee said about the piece that unity continues a basic theme throughout his work, observing nature and our interaction to reach a better, more beautiful world. He returned to that theme again and again through teaching, through preaching, and through living his entire life.
I just hope that we can all get along without a whole lot of angst, you know. And that goes for the world. I mean, it's just so much disturbance. I don't know what it is about us. I guess it's all ego.
Even after a stroke in 2011 that limited his ability to work, Charles McGee only expressed that he was grateful for what nature had given him and that people appreciated his art. I'm Lester Graham.